It's some ridiculously early hour of the morning, and this unmistakable wailing noise can only mean I'm in the Middle East. Woken once again by that guy's cry from the top of the minaret.
Who stole the bells?
And if they ever find out who did it, he's going to be in big trouble. And I won't spell it out, but the best place to buy secondhand rings and bracelets in Tehran is a stall outside the prison. You can pick up the odd glove there, too. But it's a huge, rich continent, where daily the faithful drop to their knees to thank the Prophet for their land, and the land for their Prophet.
And it is oil wealth that has transformed the Arab world from poor, backward nations into...
rich, backward nations. A land full of gold, frankincense, and Mercedes. But amidst all this money, there is confusion and conflict.
Let me explain the position in Beirut.
The PLO hate the Israelis. The Druze support the Palestinians and hate the Falangists. The Falangists hate the Druze, the Ba'athists, the PLO, and Madonna. Everybody hates the PFLP, Mujahideen, for having such a silly name, and the Shiites have been pissed off because they haven't had a hit record since.
Have you seen her?
But let's return to the heart of the Middle East, where the stately nomad still lives and smells much as he did 1,000 years ago. There he squats, beside his fire of dried goat shit, staring into the dusty horizon and munching the less obvious parts of sheep. Yes, the food here is enough to make any vegetarian turn in his tracksuit. And in the middle of the Middle East,
Israel.
And I take my skull cap off to any nation struggling for its own identity and battling against inflation, which is running higher than a giraffe's ass.
Yes.
Their economic situation is so upsetting. They're actually building a second Wailing Wall, and who can blame them?
They've got an East Bank and a West Bank. And does either of them help with the cash flow?
But let's not forget Iran and Iraq, fighting for 6 long years over their basic difference. One little letter. And who knows when it will end? God? No. Not even the Ayatollah Khamenei, the shadiest looking carpet dealer in the world. And there are the eternal questions about the Middle East.
What have people got against Colonel Gaddafi?
A normal, happily married madman. But enough. We must leave this vast continent with its eternal conflicts. A part of the world as scenic as any bit of God's earth. And who knows, one day they might agree which god this bit of earth actually belongs to.